At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
We're back, buddy. We're back. Episode 8.
Episode 8. Almost double-digit episodes already, Todd.
Man, we've done a whole career already with this show.
I mean, we're on season 9 already.
Damn.
Season 10 coming up quick, dude.
And I feel like we're not like the other big shows. Like, we're not getting worse the longer we're at it. I mean, this is like if the last season of Sopranos was better than the first season. Could you imagine?
That would have been the progression that one could stand by.
Todd. Oh, Jesus. If all shows were like this, I mean, I wouldn't just be able. I'd never leave the house because I'd be constantly watching TV.
That's all you would do. You wouldn't. You barely even get up. You'd hope that the producers of the show stopped to give those a break, just to go maybe grab something to eat and go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then just come back, like, let them relax,
just
and like just let them have a quick break from hammering episodes.
They just it's
force it on
a miracle every week with these people. Give them a fucking break. Speaking of breaks,
I'm tired for them.
I'm thank God for this and for the Patreon and the shit we have to do for that, because it's keeping me sane right now.
They don't want us to go anywhere.
They don't want us to go nowhere.
But you know what else is fucked up? Like, and I get it, okay? And I'm all about it. Like, I want this to go away as quick as possible. But the problem is this. We've already been going and doing, like, listen, I never go anywhere without a mask. It's just nothing I do any longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's masks all day, every day, everywhere, outside of the house, you know? And I'm okay. Knock on wood. Like, we all are fighting this shit solid. So, and we've been going to these places. You know what I mean? Like, we're going.
Here's my gripe. If you're a restaurant in most places, you can still be at half capacity. Now, not coastally. Coasts are shut down. But in the middle part of the country, restaurants are open at half capacity. If you don't serve food, then you can only have up to 25 people in that building. No matter how many you seat, it could be Banker's Life, Field House. You only have 25 people. Actually, I think they made an exception for the NFL. But so I'm like, how in the fuck, if I eat a burger and some fries, that keeps me from getting COVID?
Well, here's the thing about what people don't understand about burger and the fry is that when you combine them, there's not many viruses that could get by it. You know what I mean? But they got to be hot. You know what I mean? They can't be stale. They can only be from certain restaurants. But those places, statistics show, as far as analysis, studies, bipartisan as well, Todd. This is all bipartisan studies show.
Yeah.
That with the burger and the hot fry, a good crispy fry with a good fresh ketchup dipped at the right ratio, as far as cheeseburger to fry to dipping with ketchup all together, you got a very low chance of getting this.
I mean, I'm trying to eat all the time, and knock on wood, maybe that's why I haven't gotten it, because I just constantly have food in front of me.
Yes, yes.
And I get, like, right now, you can't see it on camera. I have chicken fingers over here, and then I have some mozzarella sticks on this side.
You're the only guy I've ever seen make a sampler platter at home, Todd.
Yeah, and it's just for show. It's just to keep COVID away. It's just like a beware of dog sign keeps a burglar
really
away.
It is.
You know,
you see some fried cheese sticks out front, a properly cooked French fry, a quality cheeseburger. If you're COVID, you're going next door. You're going to keep it moving. And that's
I guarantee
you
COVID's peering through these windows, just through the crack in the curtains. Like, what's in there? Ah, he's got fucking chicken fingers, bro.
Dude, we got
to go to a different house.
There's no shot. There's no shot they're getting in.
Jesus.
You know, it's just one of those things. And it's just, you know, we have to keep pushing forward as all, you know, almost, I mean, I don't want to go too far, but pioneer might be the word.
Yeah, it's going to be back to primitive living. It's Oregon Trail, bro.
I'm like, we're pioneers in this. It's not because it's going that far back, dude. I'm saying because we're pioneers for bringing the fucking word to the people ahead of everybody, not because we were pioneers in the past.
It's food.
Wrong
food
pioneers, bro.
Killing our venues. They're killing our venues. I get it, though. People are freaked out. Listen, it's hard to sell a ticket to a live event right now, and our shows are showing it. But I get it. Your governor's on there every night, like, please stay home. Please stay home. Yeah. I just, you know, listen, here's what I'm saying is they're saying that, and there's those people are going to work every day in an office building with, like, 200 people in it.
And they're also expensing lunches still to taxpayers on the taxpayer dime, dude. They're dropping millions on lunches, dude. Millions on lunches, millions. Bro. And guess what? On both sides. Lunches. All around. Just fucking lunches, dude.
I feel bad. I feel bad for everybody. I feel bad. But you know
what?
Hey.
You know what though? It is funny though. Like it's the government of these states that we're going to. They're like, please, guys, don't do nothing. And then we're like, hey, guys, see you guys this Friday in Aurora this Saturday. I know. It's like, fucking day.
You guys ready to come hang out? And the governor's like, no. And then he's like, okay, but it's cool if you pack up your kids and you send them to a building with 400 other kids.
I need a cheeseburger if you're going to get there, dude.
Just keep plenty of food out.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
I just, my only problem is, like, it's so hypocritical. Like, okay, if it's that big a deal, then let's lock it down, bro. Why are some places okay? Why are some places not okay?
Oh, man.
Why are you putting all these bar owners out of business?
No kidding, dude. You know what they should just do? Take off the roof. Just make the roof no longer existent. And we're good. If we just declassify or whatever they have to do, you know what? Just get rid of all roofs. They're no longer allowed.
Take the roof off and just dress warm, bro. Grab some North Face.
Roofs are gone, dude. Now we're good. Coronavirus floats out the top of all buildings, man. People know that. It floats in the air. It floats away.
That's what the governor of Ohio, I saw him come on and he said, I'm asking everybody to stay home. I'm begging you to stay home the next 3 weeks. We're not allowed gatherings of more than 25 people. And he goes, now, as everyone's aware, the Browns and the Bengals play this week. But we're waiving that for those games. Like, and I think the Ohio State game as well or something. And he's like, but remember, a couple of those games are outside. And I'm like, so much science is going into this, isn't it?
Now listen, guys. Two of those games are outside. That's it, man. If we just get rid of roofs, bro, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
The roof is done.
It's roofs that are killing us, to be honest.
100 years from now, people are going to hear the song, "The Roof is on Fire." Little kids going to be like, what's that mean?
What is a roof?
What's a roof?
It's that thing that roof. Used to...
Dogs aren't even allowed to say roof anymore, dude. They have to change their bark. Dogs can no longer say roof. That's enough.
Oh, man. I had a blast this morning at the Monday morning coffee session.
Yeah, we had a little coffee session with our Patreoners, dude, and it was awesome.
It was. I'm kind of tired.
First one, we just grabbed a couple of... We just went live for everybody, had some coffee, talked some shit, had some fun. Got our day rocking.
It was. I think we got it down now. That was our first one. We like worked out some bugs early, but it was live. It was working.
We were good. The comment section was popping off.
Yeah. The next one.
We had a little coffee sesh with everybody.
The next one's going to be really hot because now we got it down.
I mean,
we got it down.
We got it down, dude. I just scratched the shit out of my eyebrow with this pen.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Dude, you got to be careful.
You know what? When I do that, though, I have to do the other side so I don't fuck the balance of my chi of my life up. Like if I fuck myself up on one side real quick like this, I got to do the other side.
You ever mark on your face accidentally? Like white and you don't know, realize the end's off and you're like, and you put a big mark on your face?
I definitely have in the past, for sure. Oh, I mean, I haven't done it recently. Worst. But then you use a, when you were doing, you know, when cops are all hanging out in that room and you guys start building that wall, you know, that wall of people, the pyramid. Dude, can we talk about that? How about when you guys just fucking sitting there, you just start building, you just get a picture of the dude, and just start pinning off the strings and shit?
What is this?
Like when cops are all in the room and they build that board of the fucking RICO case, dude.
Oh, yeah, with the string, the old school, like the string from the pins.
Did you ever do that? Were you ever like, all right, what we've made today was we've connected these three right here to our source. And you come in there briefing the room? You ever briefing rooms?
It's the most fun thing in the world, dude, because you feel like you're on TV all of a sudden. You feel like you're in First 48.
Yeah, like freaking, dude.
You got all your suspects up there, and then you got like there's a bunch of them on the end, and as you get closer to the middle, there's fewer of them because they're higher tier people until finally there's one dude in the middle. And then, yeah, I love that shit.
That's the best, dude. That's one of my favorite. I want to do one of those. Can we just do one? I think we should do one just of made up shit.
We should.
Just so we could film. I want to be like, I want to brief the room. You know what I mean?
We'll call it the war room.
Diaz, is it? Diaz. You know,
you got to call it the war room. That's what we used to call our room.
Yeah, the war room, dude. Just want to sit around in a room with a bulletproof vest on, dude. Listen to some guy fucking tell us what's popping off. Hit us with some intel.
We used to in the...
For detectives.
We used to, one time, every now and then you slide in. No, I used to. I would slide in like... a picture of one of my buddies or something in there.
On the board?
When there was a bunch of them and see how long it would take people to notice.
Oh, that's so funny, bro.
I did my one buddy, Jeff, and it stayed up there for like the entire case until toward the end when it got real serious. And they're like, who fucking put this up here? I was like, oh, way to keep an eye on your board, bro.
Yeah, bro. Fucking. Real pay attention to detail in this case.
You
huh?
almost indicted Jeff.
Oh shit. How's that RICO case going, you part of there, Jeff? That's funny, dude. That, you know what, honestly, can we just go right into high thoughts with this?
Oh yeah,
one?
Yeah,
because this kind of plays along with mine.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Let's hit those high notes.
I'll tell you what. Here's what mine is today, Todd. Okay, now I'm jumping to the front here because it just goes along with all that cop stuff. Because I've always, like, when I was stoned, I was saying to myself how good it would be or how you would feel, whether you win or lose eventually, is to be able to say, well, we're taking this all the way to the Supreme Court. Because someone can, you know, they have to ask you something about your cause or your case or whatever. You're like, oh no, we're far. It's far from over. We're taking this all the way to the Supreme Court. And then just mean it. Like, well, after, well, we're taking this all the way to the Supreme Court. That way also when you're letting somebody know. But then you actually take it all the way to the Supreme Court.
I think that's a beautiful move just to use in your everyday life.
Yeah.
Like you're fucking, you know, somebody's got your order wrong at the restaurant or something. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said a medium Coke. That's fine because we're taking this all the way to the Supreme Court.
I'm taking this all the way to the fucking Taco Supreme Court.
I gotta write that down. Taco Supreme Court. Oh my God. That's a beautiful fucking piece of business.
We're taking this all the way to the Taco Supreme Court. I want to talk to your corporate supreme manager. Well, see, that might not even be that funny, but if you're lit, it'll be funny.
No, that's hilarious.
What's your stone? What's yours today there, Todd? Hi, I'm fucking up the name of the segment, bro.
The high note.
High, high note, bro. Is, the high note, man.
Do you think do you think if Jesus came back to Earth that he'd be pissed about the number of statues with him on the cross? Like he, people would be like, ah, no, it's okay, Jesus. Like, we have those to remind people that you died for our sins. And he'd be like, no, I get that. But, you know, I was here 33 years. That's like 12,045 days. And 12,044 of those days
were
pretty cool. Yeah.
I had a good life. Dude. Yeah. I had a flock of sheep and shit and goats.
That's like the one day that I would prefer to forget, to be honest with you. Like, that was probably my shittiest day. Like, I even came back for like another 2,500 days after that just to try to erase that day. Like, you remember when I gave that blind guy sight? That'd be a pretty cool statue. I don't see any of those around. Yeah.
Maybe a little plaque, me next to him, him not of seeing, and then all of a sudden he can see, but somehow in statue form.
Maybe he would just
be. He might get upset, bro, if he came back with all that shit happening, dude.
Right? Like, that's the only statues I ever see of him.
He could come. You know, I think a good way also to. What would you do to replace the cross? Like, maybe. I don't know if this is. I don't know if this is kosher to talk about, dude. But I mean, maybe a little pair of flip flops on strings that you could dangle over like your rearview mirror, dude. You know, I mean, Jesus is synonymous with those sandals, man.
Yeah,
they're called Jerusalem cruisers, dude. I mean,
there are sandals that we call Jesus sandals.
Yeah, because that's what he wore. That was his thing.
I mean, let's give him something other than the cross. I don't know that he wants to even think about that day ever.
He's going to come back with a movie, Jesus, back with a vengeance. Here, these sins belong to you. Keep them yourself. I don't want them anymore. They're all back on your shoulders. Everything you thought you were, you were forgiven for, guess what? You're not.
Oh, man. That's my worst day, bro. You didn't make a statue of nothing else.
But you know what? If you think about it, if I look back over my comedy career, when anybody else ever did a poster of me, whoever else did the flyer, picked the worst picture that Google had of me every single time.
That's what we're doing to Jesus.
That's what we're doing to Jesus, dude.
I mean, he's like, you guys have two different statues of me. You have me pinned to the cross during my crucifixion, and then me as a baby in a manger. That's the only two things I ever see. Like, a lot happened in between then and then. Like, I did a lot of cool stuff.
Maybe there was just no sculptors in his neighborhood. So they had to bring somebody in at the beginning and the end, and no one did any free shit during the time to kind of build up the Jesus brand. You know what I mean?
I think so. Oh my gosh, listen to our brains. I feel like COVID's making me nuts. It's wearing me down. I don't know.
Man,
it can have an effect on you. I tell you what.
We're just basically cavemen right now, aren't we? We're making a stay in our caves.
We are. And I tell you, man, sometimes I find myself talking to myself in the shower, talking myself down a little bit. Like, it's going to be okay, buddy. Mm-hmm. But I shouldn't rely on that because this is a lesson to everybody out there right now, I think. If there's something interfering with your happiness or that's preventing you from achieving your goals, you know, like right now, Sean and I are battling. Like, you know, we're trying to get things going and a lot of our business relies on performing live for people and that's just not – it's just hard to do right now.
Yeah.
So every time we take a step forward, it seems like we take two steps back because it's real sandy out here right now. But we just keep grinding. But it can wear you down, so I get it. So if you need somebody to talk to, listen, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you know what? There's no stigma anymore like there used to be back in the day in talking to a therapist, right?
It makes you a better person, a bigger person. To help yourself. I mean, you know, your mind is, you have to exercise your mind like you exercise your body at the gym.
Oh, great point. You know, that's what you do.
Your mind is just as important, Todd.
And yes. And you can start communicating like in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help thing. It's a professional Counselor. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in your area. So that's another benefit. And the service is available to clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. Sean, we all know how uncomfortable it is in the waiting room. Like, nothing good happens in the waiting room. We've seen it on Sopranos. Yep.
And, you know, you don't have to go searching for, like, let's say if you have thought, a lot of us have thought about wanting to do it. But mm-hmm. now, you know, but there's always, you have to go run the air and you got to find somebody. Where do I go? You don't have to worry about it now. Now you have BetterHelp.
You've got a guide right here to walk you through every step. BetterHelp's committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need that. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is also available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit BetterHelp.com/GunsBlazing. That's /GunsBlazing. And that's BetterHelp. Better, BETTER, and the word help, HELP. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people, Sean, have been using BetterHelp that they're now recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
See, they're hiring because this is such a great idea.
Yes. I mean, this is the perfect time for this. So this is something that we're happy to pass on. And the special offer for our listeners, you get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/GunsBlazing.
I mean, that's that hookup right there. That's that online hookup.
Good for them. They're out there just helping people.
They are making everybody better. So it's not the best time right now, Todd. This is, you know, things have been a lot better before.
It's not. And I tell you what, I tried to think the other day, like, when's the last time I showered? And I was like, I don't know.
It's been a while, Todd.
And I don't have a good nose, so it's not like I'm not good at picking up on that. So
yeah.
I just, you know.
You might be walking around your house just smelling like shit, Todd.
I know. I just judge it by my hair. Every now and then I'll take my hat off and I judge by the oiliness of the hair. And I'm like, oh, I should probably get in the shower. I probably stink right now. You know
yeah, I
mean?
Probably should wash this hair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, Todd. I don't know. I was thinking, we were talking before we even got into this. Mm-hmm. Before we went live, we were talking about when you come back on stage. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
When you got to come back out. Like, that's never really a good thing. Like,
You've already performed, you've done the meat of your act, and then for some reason you got to come back out.
Yeah, or you try to, like, you know, you keep drinking, and then you're at an open mic, and then you go back out as another guy's fake, as a fake name, to go up there and do a different set. Because I went, probably like in 2011, maybe 2010, I gave the comedy club $150 because I fucking, we got hammered on an... we were just there resting one night, and we did the open mic. It was at, I don't want to say the club, we got dumb, bro. And they were letting us just get buck wild in there because we were on the Fluffy tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back out again. I got lit, did my set. It was like 8 people in the room, spread out, you know. But we're drinking our ass off. I go back out. I do my set. I come back. We're drinking more, dude. This is probably the dumbest thing ever. I think it was the top three dumbest things I ever did in entertainment, for sure. And then my second set, I went up as a fake name, and then I tried to spin the table on my finger, but it was a big-ass table. Like a big-ass table, bro. And I had no business trying to, but I was hammered and just being an idiot as this other guy, pretending to be some other, like, made-up comic.
Uh-huh.
And a table just fell over and broke into, like, 3 pieces, dude. I was like, does anybody have a drill in here? Because the legs broke off the tabletop. And I was like, oh, I'm a fucking moron, dude. They're never going to want me to be his club again.
You ever do that at an open mic where you go up with your buddy's set and he goes up as yours? Or
no,
with yours?
No. That sounds so. I have heard of that before. But who'd you do that with?
I did. I've done it with Bowers. I did it with Tim McLaughlin one time. And I'm horrible at remembering other people's jokes. So it was tough for me. But, like Bowers, he remembers every single word of anybody's joke he's ever heard. So he went up there and basically he just did my 6-minute set verbatim. Like, and it went well. And I'm just there butchering his. I can't even, so I'm having to wing it, you know. And he has long bits at the time. I had shorter bits, but yeah, it was, it's
That's
fun.
That's a wild little move right there, just to say, fuck it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
There was a time when I was hanging out with Ty Rivera. We and no one, I'm telling you, I'm not sure I know another human being on earth who does more open mics than Ty Rivera. Who's a, you know, he's got Comedy Central credits. He's a fucking legit headliner. Mm-hmm. He's a beast, bro. He's an absolute savage on stage. I mean, this kid will go and hammer out 8, 9, 10 open mics and then go do sets in L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Like, just fucking banging around. Bam, 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 bam. I only did it with him a few times. It's like, it was a lot, bro. He goes in and he just fucking rolls in, does his five dips.
Wow.
Just hammering sets before he even got to clubs, all the open mics.
I used to think that I wouldn't like that much repetition, but now with no repetition, I think it would be kind of nice. If I could at least hit 4 or 5 mics a night or a week, that would be awesome at this point.
There's whether none. They're in the same place for the weekend, you know, gigs, or for just in town stuff, you know, like you do when you start and you're working on your act, whatever, as you grow.
Anywhere that I could get words out of my mouth into a microphone.
Yeah.
In front of even
with a
two
crowd
people.
That no one's care. Scared wrong going to die if someone coughs extra big because they hung out with the dude who had it yesterday who somebody else hung out with the day before.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Quick, bring out some chicken fingers. This guy's coughing.
Ah, Christ. Get some chicken in this kid. Yeah. I mean, that's it, though. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you might have to edit this part because I don't
know. We're not doctors. We're not really giving medical advice. It just seems a little picky choosy out there right now.
It does, though. It does. And we're just going to just stay hunkered down like they give us, tell us what to do. Mm-hmm. Just do our thing, and except for when we go to Aurora we have the Against All Odds tour coming this weekend. Todd McComas and Sean Latham in the Against All Odds tour. The whole city's being told to lock down, but these guys said, nah, but you 64 can come on out.
I wondered, like, are they buying radio ads for us? I think they are. So right after the governor goes off, then they're like, hey, hi, I'm Todd McComas. I'm Sean Latham. Come see us at the Piazza, Aurora, Illinois.
Stay home except for Saturday night at Dayton, Ohio. You guys come on out to Wiley's. Everybody else stay home. Everybody in Aurora on Friday. Please, guys, stay locked down except for Friday at the Piazza. We want you guys to come down. We're going to have cheeseburgers. No one can get it. We have masks, social distance.
I love it.
The governor might even be there, Todd, from what I understand.
I should
government
email.
Might show, bro.
I should email
the governor,
him,
not the government. The whole government's going to show up, Todd. The whole government, Todd.
That's a good way to. I should email the governor two comp tickets. Like, hey, come see our show. He would he would shut that place down.
I wish he would say that. He would just come on the air. All right, everybody in the Chicago metropolitan area, we're going to go ahead and lock it down, except for the Piazza Inn, Friday at 8:30. We got one show with Todd and Sean from the Guns Blazing podcast. If you haven't heard, it's available on all podcast outlets. But everybody else, just hunker down, man, and just stay home until we get past this, except for those that are going to make the Aurora show.
Oh, Jesus. All right. You want to hit some top five?
Yeah, I would love to, bro.
Let's do it.
Time for Todd and Sean's top five.
All right. The first top five is, we'll go back and forth. You start off. Top five things a guy should not put on his dating app profile.
All right. You want to go first on this one?
Sure.
Hit it.
Top five things a guy should not put in his dating app profile. Snakes make me hard. I think it's probably going to scare girls away for the most part. Mm-hmm. For one, I don't think, you know, you're going to find girls that do like snakes. But the fact that you're using that language makes me hard in the same sentence as snakes.
Yep.
Probably going to turn a lot of chicks off.
Yeah, well, this guy must love to get choked out. He must like that type of shit. He's into asphyxia stuff. Yeah. You know, and that's another level that you, if you're not ready for, it's a dark world you're jumping into, my friend.
Mm-hmm. What's yours?
All right, I'm going to go with any anti-brunch talk.
Ooh.
Let's not go ahead and just fucking kick women in their bellies right when, you know, right out the gate, friend. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? That means something to them. When you bash brunch, what you're doing is you're getting a running start and you're just kicking people right in the belly.
Mm.
Don't come with brunch slander.
Also, brunch is pretty awesome, so knock it off.
Yeah, what's your deal, bud? You don't like brunch?
I mean, come
you
on.
Don't like drinking champagne with a splash of OJ? Maybe a couple of shots? Maybe some pancakes? Maybe some French toast sticks? Maybe some honey bacon? Some Bloody Marys?
I mean, it's day drinking. What are you talking
Shrimp
about?
Shrimp cocktail? What's your problem?
Mm.
Nothing says I'm a piece of work that does nothing. That has a real. I don't know what it says. Talk.
The giant bacon. Remember, some of the Bloody Mary bars have the giant pieces of bacon. I mean, come on, let's go.
Have some respect with your anti-brunch talk.
My next one. Love boobies. Don't say that.
Okay. So
It's rude because you're just insinuating that all you care about is sex, and plus you're using the word boobies, and that's not cool sexually. No. Sexually speaking,
I don't think you sound like
you're a fifth grader with somebody's fake picture on there trying to pretend you're an adult with a
boobies.
Dating app profile.
I would like to get a survey of women and be like, yo, who says boobies?
Yeah, would you date a guy who says boobies? No,
it's wild, bro. Don't be saying that, dude. It just looks bad all across the board. All right, next one. You're losing MMA record. Don't drop that down there, dude. Yeah, I'm 2-9 right now. But, you know, listen, I got a new camp. I'm running with a new trainer. We're revamping from the mat up. You know, don't put that down, dude. They want to know that they're going to go hang out. No girl wants to expect their boyfriend to get knocked out at the event. Now, listen, if it happens, it happens. But, you know, I don't think women want to go in expecting it. You know, hanging out with a dude that usually loses. It's like, oh, I'm hanging out with the worst fighter in the tri-state area.
Mm, yes.
But homemade. I mean, still respect. By the way, sidestep here, side note. It's a very respectable record. I wish I had the nuts to go 2-7. That's a fucking that's a big sack of nuts, and you could beat my ass. I'm just saying.
Maybe they were close fights.
Maybe start dropping your sparring stats.
Mm-hmm.
You're 45-12, kid. You know what I mean?
I mean, you want to smell of success.
Yes.
In your bio, basically. I'm going to add to that and say, no shitty tattoos visible. You got homemade tattoos, ones that your cousins did, ones you got in jail or whatever. Like, hide those. At least get the face-to-face meet.
Until she likes you a little bit or something. Yeah. She don't really care. Make you guys talk about them, make fun of them together.
Mm-hmm. Then wear the short sleeves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
dude.
Like four dates in, and once you already won her over.
All right. My next one, your ferret collection, man. Don't come with photos of your ferret collection, dude. Is it called a collection or your, I don't know what they say. But I don't know. There's something weird about a bunch of ferrets. Like, Todd, I probably wouldn't do this podcast or been your buddy if I knew you had 8-9 ferrets at the house.
So right.
What are you doing, dude? What's going on with all the ferrets? Why are you spending so much time feeding the ferrets?
I'm up to something if I have that many ferrets.
Listen, I get a hamster, maybe one gerbil. I don't know. Maybe you always had a good buddy, little gerbil, and you were little, and you just want to have a gerbil. Maybe. Mm. You know, I get whatever YP had, the thing he had, the chinchilla.
Yeah.
I get that. But 9-10 ferrets, I mean,
what are we doing?
You're in the cat lady realm.
Yeah, that's a ferret farm. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to say don't put looking for someone who can hold their breath for a long time. It's dangerous talk. You know what I mean? Like you're immediately telling them like, I'm going to choke you. That's how I need that in order to come. So I need you to be able to hold your breath extra long. Like even if you just mean, hey, I need a scuba diving partner, you know, like she's going to take it the wrong way. Word it differently.
Yeah. You're going to want. I definitely didn't go deep enough on these. I definitely didn't go deep enough.
What's your last one?
This one's.
Oh, you get two more.
How many DUIs you have? I don't think you should put that in there. Don't act like it's a badge of honor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The reason you can't pick her up. Well, I guess it's a nice out, I guess, to get you out of picking anybody up. They know, well, I like this dude. I mean, he must be cute enough for me to pick him up.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to drive.
So you know what? I might have to retract that one.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're looking for, I guess.
I like it. Don't put this in there. Did you know that even though the male gorilla has three times the mass of a male human, his penis is only 3 to 6 centimeters long? Like, everybody enjoys learning something new, but, you know, that's – you're just showing how weird you are with that. Why would you even know that, let alone put in your dating profile? It's not important, yeah. And you're obviously, you know, obsessed with the wrong part of nature.
Yeah, you don't want – you know what? Listen, you're just letting them know – that you're actually insecure about your dick size. I mean, especially if you're a big dude, bro. If you're this fucking strong-ass, good-looking monster and you have that quote on there, that just means, yeah. Like, listen, none of this reflects on my penis area. Like, none of this. You'd think that I never touched a weight or that I had any decent of a body at all when you look at this little fucking buddy.
You're immediately telling her that you need someone who's okay with 9 centimeters. That's what you're saying.
Listen. Gorillas are the king of the jungle, and they got little ass dicks.
Little ass dicks.
Let's just remember that when you look at my penis. I fuck everybody up. Just not you and your vagina.
You got one more?
Yeah, one more thing. Don't put on your Tinder bio. I guess that you're that you live with your mom, you know, just say it's a roommate. Say you have a roommate, you know, and then just for the first 6 weeks, just only be able to go to hang out at her house.
Yeah. You don't have to come off with everything right off the bat.
Yeah. You don't have to. I mean, but I guess, you know what? I guess that's pretty 19-9. That's pretty Gen Z of me to think, because I feel like now they might even think he's so honest. Because if he just puts it on there, hey, what's up? My name's Ron. Live with my mom right now, COVID or whatever.
Good, but, you know, DUIs.
Listen, I love going to drive-in comedy shows, you know, socially distancing and hanging out. Let me know, you know.
Look at my shitty tattoos.
Look at this tattoo.
I won my first MMA fight. I've had 20.
And my coach says it's all uphill from here. So. Boom.
All right, bro. Good list.
That's the top five. Of that side of that. Well, don't we have, wait, do we do we the
got,
other one now?
We got another one. Okay.
Oh shit, I'm an idiot.
The second top five list. You get to start this one now.
All right.
Top five nicknames for a dude born with an extra penis.
I'm gonna go with Double Down, the big homie Double Down. Hey, what's up, Double Down? That's how I think about nicknames. Why do you guys call him that, bro? He's got two dicks, homie.
Yeah. Double Down.
Yeah, yeah.
I had Double Barrel. Firing with both barrels.
And then you butt naked, you're like, how you doing? Okay, the next one I got is the big homie Levers. Hey, that's the homie Levers. That's because he just... It's fucking hanging out. This dude's like trying to drive a fucking tractor, bro.
He's like the crane, you mean?
Like a fucking, hey, that's what he asked girls on his Tinder. If you can drive a forklift, it's a bonus.
Can you drive a zero turn radius lawnmower? That's what I'm looking for.
I'll even give you the headset to make it more real.
My next one is Dos Peepees. Instead of Dos Equis, Dos Peepees.
Because what peepees also? I like that. I like how I was about to explain what peepees was. All right. I got Twin Peaks.
That's a good one. I'm going to go with Dicks, just like the sporting goods store.
Okay.
There's more than one of them.
I got Uneven Bars. So yeah, hey, Uneven Bars, what's up, man? What do you guys call him, Uneven Bars? Because he has two dicks.
I have Twin Towers, Twin Peaks was a much safer go. I'm proud of you. I was like, oh, I shouldn't have said Twin Towers.
Yeah, that's a tough one there, buddy.
But it's equally as tragic, probably, for him.
It was. Toucan Sam. Got that,
Toucan.
I just thought of that bird, bro. Because of the fucking big old beaksker. On the fucking Fruit Loops, on the Fruit Loops bird.
I love it. My last one is come and go.
Okay.
You can hit it both ways.
Oh, shit. That's a successful two top fives. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nice. Oh, shit.
Because everybody used to do that. We used to do fake ass 80s radio.
Oh, yeah.
We should try it sometime.
What do we got, Sean?
Hey, thanks, Todd. Well, listen, it's going to be a little muggy tonight. Temps are going to be in the late 80s with the humidity at 97, Todd.
The weather report
That's
brought to you
by... feels like on Mars. Let's kick it back to you in the studio.
This weather report brought to you by Sam's Bowling Alley and Pizza Hut. Go right now. This Friday night, you get 20% off a pizza with... 3 games of bowling. Hit 200 and the whole pizza's free. Wouldn't that have been cool to work back then? Just like the one-man DJ booth, yeah. Some 80s radio station.
I've made a few trips to Guitar Center over our little adventure here, starting off this new podcast, and they are heavy on the cowbell, dude.
Oh, really?
They have a lot of cowbells there. Like, oh. So all kinds of things, like probably 20 different cowbells. Dude. The cowbell is monstrous. I didn't realize how much of an impact a cowbell really does have on music, live music.
I heard the funniest cowbell story. Rich Reagans, our buddy, helped build the shed, the pub shed. His sister plays in this band, right? Uh-huh. And this was right at the time that the Saturday Night Live skit came out,
okay,
and became so popular with Christopher Walken and Will Ferrell and the Need More Cowbell thing, which she hasn't watched that shit. She had no idea or whatever, and it was new, but it caught on. And she was playing a gig, he said, and she's breaking out her cowbell, and people were yelling from the crowd, "We need more cowbell." She was getting all extra into it. Like, people are loving it, man. I'm killing this cowbell.
I've never for one second thought about an actual cowbell player, right? What they had to deal with when that cowbell sketch came out, dude. Oh, my God. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, God. She was like, she was like, this is the best crowd we've ever had, man. Did you hear? Like, they were loving the cowbell.
Is beautiful, man. The timing of that is just beautiful. Oh, fucking more cowbell, dude.
Oh, man.
But yeah, dude. I was there. They had a lot of cowbells. I was like, wow. Took a picture, I think. I have maybe I'll throw it in the show notes.
I'm growing my hair back out, man.
You gonna grow your hair back? You should, dude. Because your beard has got a lot of color, man.
Yeah, it's coming in.
That's a wild beard you got there, Todd.
This camera, the thing makes it look darker than it is.
It was super dark. Wait, can we see what it looks like?
That's dark camera. As shit, dude. Well, look how dark everything looks. It's just my nice little webcam. Makes me look younger. I appreciate
it. Wow, that's because like in these videos, it looks like it's a black beard like mine,
mm-hmm.
except the top ring of blonde.
Yeah, where it meets up here.
Like right there above the black hairs, the white hairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that, all the way across your lip.
Camera. So if I go on my phone, it looks like blonde gray. So it's weird.
Yeah, this is a wild little look because how different it is. I, every time I see it, I just think that you had a dark ass. I don't know if you were doing anything to it.
I do put color in it, but I put natural color. So, but this, it looks nothing like this. This yeah. is just the way it is.
So you have some kind of Zartan beard, bro.
Yeah.
Your shit changes colors.
Like, you can't even see definition on me. All my shit that's dark colored in here yeah. blends together. You can only see my face. I don't know.
It's almost like, you know, a black screen, but it would be, a green screen, but if they were black.
Right, exactly.
Your head's just floating there. You know what you should do? Get one big black backdrop and let your head just float around the whole podcast.
I should.
Dude, let your cheeks and nose just float around.
Just put a black
around,
sheet behind
bro.
Me. You wouldn't be able yes. to see anything but my face. I'll put a black hat on. It'd be weird.
Yeah, man.
But I'm going to grow my hair out, and it's going to be tough. The transition's tough, man, because I got a long way to go. It's going to take forever. So I've got some sloppy hair days. But, you know, it's not like we're fucking killing it with shows right now. So who cares? I'll let it get sloppy. Hopefully it grows back the way it used to. We'll see. I don't know. I might need some help with it.
I think, dude, you're definitely going to need help.
Yeah, it's a little thinner than it used to be, for sure. But if I need help, I know exactly where to go. So
where are you going?
I'm going to go to Keeps, bro. I'm going to Keeps.
I like that call.
I've got friends that have used it before. And they've been very happy with the results. So I think I just needed my help thicken things up a little bit. I don't know. Just get a little help. Get a little help.
You I'm not like base, a bald guy. Stronger base. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what Keeps is going to do for you.
That's what I think. So guys, so much of our identity as dudes, I feel like, is wrapped up in our hair, right? Mm-hmm. Now you have the John Stamos hair.
Yes.
You've never had to worry about this ever in
no,
your life.
No, unfortunately I have too much hair, Todd.
You have so much hair. When I used
but
to
I have
live
a lazy
you,
eye, so it all ties off.
There was hair, like, you know, it's almost like living with a girl. Like, you know, there's just hair around because you have that much.
Let's keep the Drano flowing. You know what I'm saying, Todd?
So
I want you to have that problem, though, brother.
I want to have that problem as well. From how it feels after getting a fresh cut to the way it's perfectly styled before you're going out, all this stuff, man, it just, you know, it affects how we feel. That's why when we get into our 20s and 30s and start noticing the first signs of hair loss, mm-hmm. it definitely feels like it's panic time now.
Yeah.
But because let's face it, no guy is ever ready to go bald. Nobody's ever ready for that. Thankfully, now there's Keeps, the simple and easy way to keep your hair. Now, did you guys know that 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35?
That's roughly 66%, Todd. I'm not a math wizard, but.
That means, Sean, if we were to stand with 4 other dudes in a line, chances are we're going to be the only 2 dudes with hair.
And I
that
don't
aren't
want,
experiencing some male pattern.
I want us all to have hair. That's what I want, Todd.
I do too. And it's time to act now. You got to hit this stuff quick. The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have hair left.
Get out in front of it.
Don't wait until it's too late. You used to have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. That used to be the thing. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online, get your hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy and deliver your medication every 3 months so you can say goodbye to pharmacy checkout lines and awkward doctor visits. I don't like the pharmacy lines, Sean.
No one wants to wait in line right now.
No.
Just send it to my house, please.
I'm waiting in line. There's a guy in front of me, and he just bought Magnum condoms. And I'm like, all right, now I feel like a fucking piece of shit.
Hairspray, gels, a new brush, a blow dryer.
Come on.
You got a flat iron?
I just want it delivered to my house.
Yeah.
That's why Keeps is the way to go for me. Now, of only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there, this is one of them. One of only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. You may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. I can tell you that.
And it's official. This is official. FDA.
Legit. So prevention is key. Keeps treatments typically take between 4 to 6 months to see results, so it's important to act fast. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. That's what I'm saying. Find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and more than 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps treatments start at just $10 a month, plus for a limited time, you can get your first month free.
On the house.
First month free.
We got it. We're taking care of that. First month on us.
Boom. On us. So listen, If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/gunsblazing to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's on us. Like Sean said, first month of treatment free. That's keeps.com/gunsblazing. KEEPS.com/gunsblazing. No G. Listen, my son's been bald. He's been balding since I can remember.
Kid was he was the only first dude that ever balled in a sixth grade as far as Shelbyville was concerned. Am I right, Don?
Oh, yeah. He got a trophy for it.
Yeah, he was the only kid.
He was most likely to go bald.
Ed, guess what happened? It's what that life wasn't lying, Todd.
But he did slow it down. He got on the Keeps. Mm-hmm. So.
And guess what? 4 months later, he started seeing results.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what sets us apart here with Keeps is that we're talking about real results.
I'm going to go back on it, and I'm gonna grow this mane back out. Yeah, I'm not going to go crazy, but I just want to, you know, a little flip under the hat, maybe get it down the back of my neck where the neck meets the shoulder blades. I'm good.
Maybe have a midlife crisis. Maybe go full mullet on him, like a fat, thick, sweet mullet. You know what I mean?
Thick mullet. I go get a fucking Harley.
Dude.
I mean, full out. Maybe a Corvette.
Maybe, you know, some sort of nice collectible convertible of some sorts.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? Maybe, you know, you never know. Never know. Mm-hmm. Maybe a convertible Tesla. They don't even make those, Todd.
Well,
but you're
going to
be so pumped with all your new confidence from having a head full of hair. These are the type of things that are going to start to unfold in your life.
Absolutely. We got a mission sent to us.
We did. We do have a mission.
From a listener. We should end on it. Let's save it till the very end.
Okay.
All right. This is by Alexa Thompson. She sent us a mission. I really liked it. I think it's a good one. All right. So from the shows, just so everybody knows, so I want you to say this at the end. If you want to come to the show, we were making fun of before or whatever. Obviously, it's going to be safe and we're not packing it out. So there's plenty of room to social distance and all that stuff and still have fun. If you want to go to one of those shows, go to gunsblazingpodcast.com. They're right there.
That's it. Right there. A couple of shows.
Both shows are right there. Buy now. Act fast. There's not a lot of seats available because we kept it at a low number for COVID reasons. So,
and that's it because we're trying to have a little bit of fun, you know, maybe get a little bit of normalcy feel, do a couple small shows, enjoy your life, hang out with fans, go home, and then just get back on the grind.
Yeah. And listen, we're just going to break even on this fucker. We just want to get out and hang out outside for once. Get a little, knock a little rust off, get our comedy chops back.
This week on the Well, shut it down, except for where we're at, tour. I'm still dying over it. And don't forget, get on that Patreon, homies.
Oh, yeah. Man, and I tell you, that's our other full-time job. We got so much so much interaction. We got shit scheduled all the time. We got to do another live monthly chat here. I think next week we got to set that up.
We got to set up the live cooking. We got to do when we're going to plan our therapy sessions. I mean, we have a lot coming down the pipe.
We have something every week for you guys. Sometimes two or three things a week. So get on there, man. Come hang out. Well, I'm also still working on the alligator guy, Robbie Kezzi. He's really serious about us coming out there and filming something. That would, dude, I've never got to hang out with alligators before.
Yeah, I've been, my fiance took me to Gatorland a couple of times.
No, really?
And that was the most up and close personal I've been with somebody. They got a guy wrestling gators at little shows they do and shit. It's pretty sweet, dude. And they give you stuff to throw out to the gators, hot dogs and buns and shit like that.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes they give out chicken fettuccine Alfredo. I guess they love that. They give you empanadas to throw out there. They also give you egg rolls, both pork and vegetable. you can also throw out some lo mein.
These alligators have a very specific diet.
You can buy egg foo young. You can get.
They like the sweet and sour pork? Thai,
bro.
They like sweet and sour pork, and they prefer General Tso's.
Wouldn't that be awesome that restaurants have a little moat of alligators so that no food ever got wasted? You just throw it out at the alligators, so they end up eating fucking fried rice and shit every day.
Oh, Jesus!
If I'm an alligator, I'm gonna go ham on some fried rice.
Hell yeah!
I mean, they have to know that. Like, when are the hippos, you know, like, I'm a hippo. I'm thinking to myself, when are we going to evolve? We learn how to cook this shit, man. Season it up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Build a fire, invent some stuff that we can mix with some alcohol in it that gets us buzzing. And then we take this. Because all they do, I mean, they just chase it down, chew it up, and fucking wander around. They don't really get to, you know what I mean? That camaraderie of having a cocktail and cooking the kill, you know?
Yeah.
And then just talking nonsense and getting lit and playing dominoes, you know? Oh, I like your plant back there, Todd. Thing is nice, bro. Yeah,
thanks. I have these fake plants back here. I got three in this office now. Well, I need a little fancy chair thing going on over here. It's got this wall I don't know what to do with yet.
I just I like your palm tree sticking down too, bro. I'm gonna get my shit set up, bro. I'm gonna make it look nice back here, jungle like yours and shit, bro. Without the plaques, because I don't get no awards or nothing.
You're coming here tomorrow.
I know. I'll be there. We'll be recording there live.
We'll be hanging out
Wednesday before we go to the show's Friday morning.
Do you see this, Sean?
United States Secret Service Certificate of Appreciation presented to Todd McComas.
Let's go.
This motherfucker's giving you plaques, man. I don't get nothing like that.
I'm the only police officer in the history of law enforcement to ever get a DUI, come off a 30-day suspension, and then 3 days later, help guard the president of the United States.
Hey, give a round of applause.
Hey.
Sounds, bro. No, do the real ones like stadium, please. Yes. Oh, man. What a run by you, dude. Got a Dewey right off of suspension. Mm-hmm. Did you get paid for suspension?
Oh, no. Unpaid.
With your chest, bro.
Yeah.
Ooh, that DUI, add another fucking however many grand there.
And it's another like 30, and that's 30 like working days. So really it's like 7 weeks of no pay.
Damn.
It was a bite.
So then all you had was all that stuff you did with the back channels of the Korean Mafia, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all he could do then was run numbers.
Go hit a couple banks.
Yeah.
An armored car.
In Between the Ferns or whatever, dude. That movie was awesome. That's probably one of my favorite bank robber movies.
Oh, man. That was good.
Hell yeah, bro. So let's get into this mish.
We got a mission. Alexa Thompson sent this mission. I think it's a good one. So hit it. This mission, if we choose to accept it, which we will, is to solve the issue of people not putting their shopping carts away in the parking lot cart corrals.
Okay.
Which is a big problem. Uh-huh. And one that really pisses me off. When I'm driving up there and there's a cart in my way, or I see a loose one, knowing that when I park my truck, I'm going to have to go put that cart away myself so it doesn't start rolling back and just smash into the side of my truck while I'm in there getting my groceries.
Especially in a more windy metropolitan area. The carts are going to have a lot more action out there.
There's a corral there to keep people and cars safe.
It's a thing. I think, I mean, there are ways to fix this. And now have you?
Okay.
Now, obviously, I think one place, from what I remember, I haven't been there for quite some time, but Aldi's has kind of solved it very diplomatically by making you put a quarter in and you can't get it back unless you put the cart back to the fucking other cart or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to put the cart back to get your quarter back out. So even a quarter forces people to put it away. But I feel like that's just too easy. You're letting everybody off the hook. You know,
I feel like a quarter's not enough.
I feel like we need maybe people on the roof of said stores with like these crossbows, snipers with crossbows that shoot electric charges.
I like this.
You leave a card out, you get a certain amount away, they hone in, wham, you get shocked until you can't stop getting shocked until you touch the cart and walk it back.
Mm.
And then once you get it back in the corral, all that goes away. And I'm gonna tell you, one, two shocks, you're gonna finish. You're done leaving the carts to roam, dude.
I love that. And I have a couple thoughts on it. One, instead of a quarter, you have to use your like Apple Pay or a debit card or something actually in there. So it has it. And it only costs you a quarter to get it out. You don't put it back. then we hit you for $50.
Oh, wow. You're just going full on, just mercenary. Going to go in there and just ravage people's bank accounts.
Yeah. Now, I still don't think this is going to do it because people are just savages. They leave that shit out there willy-nilly. Yeah. They don't care that somebody else has to go chase it down or if it rolls into somebody's car. So now I'm thinking we have like a crow's nest control center on top of every store.
Okay.
And we hire young kids, really good gamers, right? Uh-huh. We get them up there. They're working, they're making good money. They're getting 50, 60 grand a year. Probably making as much as the store manager. Mm-hmm. But they're important. So all these carts, we outfit them with they're motorized and can be controlled with remote control. So we get this like drone pilot kid up there and he sees one person doesn't put mm-hmm. the cart away. And I know what people are thinking. Well, then this kid will just safely activate the motor on that cart, drive it into the corral. No, what he does is he backs all the carts that are in the corral out and just starts ramming them one by one into the piece of shit's car that didn't put his cart back. Yeah,
like just a full-on assault of carts,
like
drone carts, 30, banging 40 carts. The paneling of the car, the bumper,
we just hammer it,
the passenger side door.
Mm-hmm. We just chase his ass out,
hammering it away.
We beat the
fuck out
of the
car. On a more practical side, the smart cart has got to be coming.
I think so.
Like it just rolls along with you. You dump your stuff and it rolls itself right on back, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a cart guy, listen, a lot of people that listen to this show, they know that I like to make up stuff and pretend and invent things that have already been invented.
True.
So I'm almost a king of that.
You are.
I think I just did it again.
You might be, because I would think at some point, if it's maybe this is, maybe they have this in Japan in these places. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but. Like you would just hit a button, like go home.
Yeah.
And then it would just drive itself into the corral and park itself.
I like that. Yeah. Just like Tesla comes, swoops around and picks you up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, in 30, 40 years, this technology is going to be fucking giving it away in a Cracker Jack box, bro. Okay. Everything's going to park itself, dude. Be able to park stuff, just toys up your ass if you want to. You know what I mean? You can park stuff, dude, and it's going to happen.
What would happen with my idea with putting the 22-year-old gamer kid up there, controlling all the carts?
Yeah.
After hours, him and all his buddies come and they set in a car and he would be up. They would be racing in the parking lot. We can't do it. There's too much liability involved.
I wouldn't mind maybe if they could get the carts to do a number. You know what I mean?
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Like a full Broadway play.
Oh,
just
like
the carts, a full story. Maybe Beowulf.
Put it to music, synchronize it like the motorcycles that cross each other.
And then maybe some of them have water in them, and we can do the Vegas fountains.
Oh, that would be legit.
And legit. That's the next level grocery store type shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, it is. It is. But that's what we're about.
We're supposed to be grabbing fruit out of a thing that comes out from the table that are fresh and shit, and have skateboards that float, and we don't. So obviously time's not picking up the pace that we were hoping.
Well, we're supposed to all have jetpacks too. And it never happened.
I want to be Rocket Boy, dude. Rocket Man.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I have to drive anymore. It makes no sense. My car should drive itself by now for one.
Yeah.
I'm sick of driving. I don't want to drive anymore. I want to be able, how much I could get done if when I got to drive to Alabama for 10 and a half hours, all I had to do was sit in there and I could work on my laptop and the whole ride there. I'll be so much more productive.
I know. You could just roll on down the street, do your thing, and that's coming. That's right. I mean, there's several. I mean, that's definitely coming. My favorite ones are the ones that look like the little cars. They look like little things that might take you from the parking lot to fucking to the park, like at Universal Studios or something. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But like a full cart, almost it almost looks like a carriage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's these pods that can connect and shit, right? And they can all roll together. Or they just roll solo and you just dip around. You put your where you want to go and you go. You don't drive nothing.
Do you think people like in the pioneer days, the old West days, used to have these thoughts? They were like, one of these days, they'll be able to train these horses to know where you want to go.
And just they just go.
We'll be so much more productive. We could just sit in the wagon and quilt and whittle stuff.
I mean,
while the horses drive the thing.
In 1850, can you imagine those motherfuckers assuming that that somebody was ever going to be on that big white ball in the sky. I mean, come on. Not even, those people, it's like a whole other world to them. Meanwhile, we can't get no new shit, dude.
Come on, some new shit. Our carts are just primitive as they were when they first came out. We're not advancing them.
Fucking cornball cars. Get them. We don't want to drive anymore. Speed it up, dude.
Why is my golf cart not drive itself? It's got built-in GPS already. It should be able to do it. I get the cars on the road. Maybe it's not safe yet. But my golf cart at the golf course should totally drive me around. I shouldn't have to do anything.
We should be full Jetsons. Fuck Back to the Future, dude. We should already be all in drone cars. We know the drones can do it. Why are we pretending they can only hold a camera, dude? Get the power into the drone. Done with rubber. We could stop with that, and we can just fucking zoom around. Let's go, glass tops. I want to be there.
And let's get rid of all these fucking roofs. I'm sick and tired. And
the roofs are off, then you can just dock your car right on your house, and then the bottom opens up, and you get right in. You're home that way.
No COVID. Park right over there it is. Through the top. Everything's solved. We just solved it all. We went above and beyond in this mission. We fixed the car situation, man, and fixed the rest of the world.
Let's check our voicemail. I'm pretty sure probably Bernie Sanders left a message. Probably Ron Paul. Maybe
Fauci.
Maybe Fauci got in there. Maybe some next level developers. Probably Elon Musk. He wants to make our roofless houses solar. Man, we got so many meetings this week because of our corporate stuff that we do.
Jesse Eisenberg. All kinds of people.
If you're a Twitch person, come on the $20 Chef Twitch.
Yeah. Follow the $20 Chef if you're not right now. Come on. Same. Come on. Follow that shit.
Follow us. And that's it, Todd. That's all I got, man.
That's all I got too, brother. This was a fun episode. I really enjoyed talking
to you today, Tony.
Yeah, me too. We did a lot of entertaining today from never leaving our house.
We've done about 3 to 4 different live events today.
Yeah, good for us. Good for you guys. Get on that Patreon. Maybe catch a live show before they're gone forever. You might witness the last live shows.
Hey, this could be our version of I ship off tomorrow. So guys, come on out before we ship off on December 20th. And never do stuff again. Well.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.